Give Back Time with Smithy. Call now 0800 150 811.
Uh, 908 here on SENZ. Yes, I'll go through that Black Caps squad. Tim Southee, captain, of course, these days. Michael Bracewell, Tom Blundell, Devin Conway, Matt Henry, Kyle Jameson, Tom Latham, Daryl Mitchell, Henry Nichols, Ish Sodhi, Blair Tickner, Neil Wagner, Kane Williamson, and Will Young. Right, that is the squad from which they will finalise the 11 for the first test against England. Starts February the 16th, and it's a day-nighter at the beautiful Bay Oval in Mount Maunganui. Jeff the Ref is on the line from Cromwell. Jeff, good morning to you.
Good morning, Smithy. How are you, buddy?
Hey, yeah, going pretty well, actually.
I want to clear the air, really. I think we could be related. Before I get into the cricket and the rugby, I just want to clear the air there because we got the same surname. I used to be a wicket keeper, and my best shot was the Ian Smith cut. You know,
really?
Yeah, it was actually. That's the only shot I could actually play well. Not saying that's the only shot you played well, but Smithy.
Can I ask you how old you are, Jeff?
Yeah, I checked you out last night because I thought we were a similar age. My coach, you might remember him, a guy called Joe O'Connell. He used to be the cricket guru in Wachita Basin, Queenstown.
Right,
remember,
okay.
Did you ever meet him?
I know the name. From down that way, yeah?
I'm turning 62 and I see you're going to be double dipping this year, Smithy.
I'm double dipping. I'm double dipping already.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Uncle Google must be behind the times. But also, Smithy, you need to come out of retirement when it comes to pie eating, mate, and try those Sanger's pies. There's a bloody nice curry sausage one down here, and the Sangster boys named after their father. You've got to come out of retirement and try one of them, Smithy.
That's a reason for coming alone.
The other thing, I know you mentioned about the underarm where you take a day of leave. I think I'll do that. I might add that to the reunion every year. I might take a day off because I still haven't got over that myself, actually. getting back to, remember poor old Rutherford, Ken Rutherford, he got the selectors threw him at the West Indies and... and it sort of reminds me of what's happening to Alan, throwing this young guy to the wolves, really. The same thing happened to Ken way back in the day when they threw Ken Rutherford at the West Indies and it just shattered him, really. Took him a while to recover from that. So hopefully they can manage Alan a lot better than did Ken Rutherford in those early years, Smithy. But regarding the test team, I'm pleased Wagner's in there. I think they haven't used him enough in the test series, and I think we need him there. But I won't get right into it because I sort of haven't really had a decent bloody look at it, really, the test side. Sorry. But the rugby rules, as a referee, I think the tackle height is fantastic, and it's going to make that breakdown clear and obvious, a lot more clear, less penalties, and the game will flow. The offloads will be better, and I'm not sure about whether there'll be less or more injuries. Hopefully, it'll be a lot less with the tackle, but I can see the game going to flow. And those 50-50 calls, which has always been the bugbear, for spectators and the players and the referee, I think with that, blow the sternum's going to be fantastic, and the game will flow. It'll suit my type of referee, where I can play that advantage and let the game flow. And time wasting, about bloody time they brought that in. So that's fantastic.
I'd look forward to the Six Nations just to see if it does just speed up the process a wee bit more, Jeff. In terms of Finn Allen, it looks like, having chatted to Gavin Larson yesterday, he's a fixture for a while, and I would imagine even if he has a row of small scores that are going to persist with him. I think Martin Guptill can probably kiss goodbye to any future with New Zealand cricket. So, in terms of the test, in terms of Ken Rutherford, yes, they did throw him under the bus. And in the end, they found a spot for Ken Rutherford in the middle order against friendlier attacks so he could develop his career. And if you take out that early days, those early stages for Ken Rutherford, where his average basically started in the minuses, was that poor, towards the end of it, he picked it up nicely. So, Jeff, thanks very much. Thanks very much for your call, mate. We appreciate that. Matthew, good morning to you.
Good morning, Smithy. I listened to your chat with Gavin Larson yesterday, and Jameson was going to be picked. What a load of tosh, you know. And he'd been to a couple of games and seen him bowl four overs here, 10 there. The guy's a young fella. He's fit. He was going to be in there in this very conservative approach. It's almost it's just a continuation of conservatism. I don't know. Maybe we need an Eddie Jones type selector in there, a bit of controversy. But I'm glad for Jameson. He deserves to be in there. So does Wagner. What a talisman for New Zealand Test cricket, and should have deserved more in maybe the 50-over game. But, yeah, that's all I wanted to say, really. I think they talk in riddles, these selectors. It's just sometimes it's just as a watcher of the game, I'm going to go down to the Tauranga Test. I'm really looking forward to it. And just stop talking in riddles, and just a bit of truth never goes amiss. You should have just come and see it. Jameson's, they don't want to say anything because I understand team announcements are very sensitive for other players, but they would have told, but everybody would have known the lay of the land.
Yeah, I find it interesting, and I hope he is fit, and I hope, you know, after his injury that he is okay. He might have to bowl. Say you lose the toss and it doesn't go well, and you're in the park for a day and a half, you may have to bowl 20-something plus overs. I hope his body's good for that. And Matthew, I realise he's a young man. He's a very extremely tall young man, extremely good young man as well when he's at his best. Mm. So I like the thought of that. I'm with you. I think Wagner will get a run here. And I think Matt Henry might be the one that misses out if they go with Jameson from the outset. But they'll have always been a bit of they're a Matt Henry crew. The balance of the side will be interesting because they'll bat Blundell at six, and that means they've got a spot at seven for Michael Bracewell. Do they believe that Michael Bracewell by himself is good enough to spin England out if he has to be? I do not believe so. I do not believe he's good enough to spin England out. In other words, if they played him, then they could play the four seamers. I'm not sure they can do that. I really don't know if they can do that. So I'd be thinking each side he might play, and that'll be a good thing.
Yeah, I concur with that. Are you going to go to that Mount Maunganui game?
No, I won't be going not to Mount Maunganui. I might pop down to the basin for a day or two. That sounds appealing. A bit closer to home for me. So I look forward to that. But, yeah, you're right. Transparency is a wonderful thing, and let's hope we get more of it. Hey, what about Matthew? I noticed you're from Northland, so dry, getting dry up there?
The short answer is no. In my place, I've tipped over just over 400 mils out of my rain gauge for January, and that's just off the charts. You know, it's just, and we haven't had something like a lot of people you hear the generic commentary. We haven't had a summer here yet, to be honest. It's just heavy drizzle this morning and be throughout the day, and it's really humid and hot. And no summer to date, and January rainfall not as bad as Auckland, but we've had a shitload, mate.
Oh, I feel sorry for you, Matthew. I really do. Let's hope things turn for the better for you guys and ladies up there as well. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it. I appreciate your thoughts, man. Thank you. Let's go across a little further south, but still copping it. I understand Joey from Auckland. Joey, all the best to you. I hope you've survived this absolute deluge over the last week.
Yeah, thanks, Smithy. It's pouring down in Auckland again. It's not been good, obviously. It hasn't been good, you know, for Northland or Coromandel either, you know, and it's pretty tough, but you just sort of get on with it, and, you know, you can only do what you do, but it's raining again here, so that's not a good sign. But Smithy, I was just thinking, like yourself, I think Mark up till probably the days for New Zealand cricket are now gone, but I thought possibly, you know, the way we've been batting lately, you could have maybe brought him back, you know, for a series, especially against England, because they're going so well under Baz McCullum. maybe, you know, and at say four, you know, drop them at four, not open, just for steady, you know. I think our bowling's fine, and okay, Patel hasn't got a go, which is a bit mesmerising for me, especially after what he's done, but, you know, that's how it is. I think we're top heavy on bowling, and it's, you know, you've got to score the runs, you know, before your bowlers, either way, you know, you've got to score the runs winning, you know, to give your bowlers a chance. And I think we may have one too many not spinners, the other bowlers, and I think that someone like Guptill could come back in refreshed, you know, wanting to show everybody, you know, we know how good he is, and I just think that it's a shame, because I think our batting's going to fall with England, not so much our bowling. Oh, I think we're going to be in big problems with our batting, because we've been seeing that in England, in India, isn't it?
I agree with you, Joey. I agree with you in terms of I think the batting will be under pressure. I think England are an extremely good bowling attack, although, like us, they have, for me, not really got a proven test spinner who you would think is a genuine threat in New Zealand conditions. I would be very, very surprised and disappointed if Jack Leach bowled us out, put it that way. But having said that, they do have a lot of experience in their bowling attack, a wealth of it, actually. If we give them seamer conducive conditions, swing conditions, and we lose a toss or two every now and then, we could be in shtuck. They'll put a lot of pressure on our top order. So I totally agree with your sentiments about that. And I just like to think we prepare a cricket pitch that's just going to bring all elements into the game, because apart from anything else, I think the fans want to see all the elements of the game, and it's the best way to encourage people to play the game is to exhibit test match cricket in all forms. In other words, great fast bowling, terrific spin bowling, terrific batting, terrific fielding. That makes kids want to play. I tell you, it does. It's as simple as that. Okay, right, let's get to Joey. We've been to Joey. Let's get to Nev in Dunedin, a little further south and a good deal drier. Neville, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ian. I'm not in Dunedin now. I'm in Kaiapoi, Christchurch.
Okay, so, good on you, man.
We're sweltering in 31. Anyway, look, I wanted to congratulate you on joining the Australian commentary team. I thought it was great.
Yeah, I too. It was a bit of a bonus, actually. I didn't expect to go over there. I was called over at the last minute after the Cricket World Cup for T20, so I was really thrilled to get an opportunity. Great people. In fact, in about 10 minutes' time, we're going to be talking to one of those gentlemen, and Mark Howard. I've got old Howie, so he's a terrific broadcaster, so I'm looking forward to talking to him.
Yeah, well, I hope that's got you into a slot on the Ashes when it's over there. That'll be great.
That would be nice. That would be nice. Yeah.
Anyway, look, the cricketers, what's his name, Mitchell 35, the other 10, I think, scored 28. Oh, I mean, that's just crazy. I don't know what's wrong. There's something wrong, isn't it?
Look, that's very poor. That was a good pitch. That was a very good pitch. I mean, you don't score 235, whoever you are, if it's a bad batting pitch. So that makes it even poorer, that 60. So I know they had to put the foot down early on in the piece, but they were bowled out, you know, with mistakes that they continue to make. And that's my issue with it. You know, where are we getting better? Where are we getting better, Nev?
But the second match, some of the shot making was absolutely unbelievable. I just think the leadership, there's something wrong there now. I don't think Southie's the answer to the test, because Wagner, for some reason, is on the outer, and I just cannot understand that. I couldn't even see Wagner bowling any worse than any of them, you know, in the T20. But the test series that we've lost, you know, Pakistan and India, in both cases there were tests there that I'm sure we may well have won had Wagner been there instead of one of the spinners. Because, let's be honest, Ajaz Patel, he might have taken 10 wickets, but it didn't really matter. and he is expensive, and I don't know, it just doesn't seem to be a test match bowler to me.
Wagner did make the odd appearance in those test matches, I think it's fair to say, and really... I just don't think those surfaces were for him. Normally, you want the surface to really wear because that means the ball will wear, and that's when Neil Wagner comes into his own. Neville, I appreciate your thoughts. And, Nicole, I think Neil Wagner will play against England, particularly in the first test, which is his home base now in Mount Maunganui. I certainly hope he does, because the theory that we had with Wagner, the short pitch bowling, was... so successful. I think it's fully worth persevering with against this England side, who will take it on. Exciting prospects.